Ground was broken this week to begin construction of a new Marriott hotel in Chicopee, Massachusetts. The project was permitted by local officials 5 years ago, but stalled when the Great Recession hit and financing dried up. But now, developer Dennis Patel has secured the $15 million to build the hotel because he says demand for rooms in the region is rising.
Western Massachusetts overall doing a great occupancy in terms of comparing to the neighboring city or neighboring state. And I'm very optimistic that economy should improve.
The year-long construction project will provide jobs for 1,200 tradespeople and 50 permanent jobs when the new hotel opens. The 115-room hotel with three restaurants, an on-site bank, and retail stores is designed to attract business and corporate travelers, and Patel predicts high demand.
And that's the reason why I am building this hotel.
The recovery has been sluggish and has gone in fits and starts. Raymond Milano, the manager of the U.S. Small Business Administration's Springfield branch office, says capital is starting to flow.
The lending community as a whole has realized that, you know, it's time to start putting money back into the economy. You know, I think, you know, for a while they waited for it to, you know, spike up and, you know, it's plateaued. And a lot of lenders are, you know, have the money to lend, they're just looking for qualified business owners.
Milano said the tornado that hit Western Massachusetts last year put a damper on the recovery. But now he said weekly loan activity is back up to pre-recession levels. The local SBA office has approved 85 loans worth $5 million so far this year. Western Massachusetts accounts for 10% of the SBA loan activity in the state. Frank Colacino, president of Colvest Group, a developer of commercial real estate in Massachusetts and Connecticut, says the last 5 years have been difficult.
We're starting to see things turn around, and now we're starting to see the tenant activity improve. And we're starting to hear from a lot more national tenants that they want to grow. It looks like the activity is going to be there. So I'm optimistic.
Michael Goodman, an economist at UMass Dartmouth, says small business growth in Massachusetts has been held back by slow gains in personal income and continued unemployment.
That's limited the demand that consumers have for the products and services that our small businesses provide them. And so I think until we see a more robust recovery across the entire economy, we're not going to see the kind of job creation that we might normally expect at this point in the recovery across the state and across all of the sectors of our economy here in Massachusetts.
The Massachusetts economy has outpaced the nation's as a whole for the last couple of years, but Goodman and other economists who comprise the editorial board of Mass Benchmarks, a journal that tracks the state's economy, warn of dark clouds on the horizon.
Principal among them, the euro crisis, slowing in China, one of our major trading partners, volatility in energy prices driven by Middle East uncertainty, and certainly this imminent fiscal cliff in the United States that threatens to dramatically cut the federal budget next year, which would have a significant impact on the national recovery and certainly one that would be felt here in Massachusetts.
Patrick administration officials are introducing a long-term economic development plan at a series of meetings across the state with local government and business leaders. The plan focuses on workforce development, nurturing the innovation economy, and empowering communities to develop their local economies. The plan, called Choosing to Compete in the 21st Century, also focuses on ways to make it easier for business to operate and to make Massachusetts more cost competitive. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.